Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. We are holding right at the Hilik of Mishnah. Nochri Shabbat Chabot in Omrim Lo Kabeh Va'al Techabeh. So if a goy comes along and he wants to put out that fire, you don't tell him anything. You don't tell him put it out, but you don't have to tell him don't put it out either. You do not have a chiyuv on a nochri to make sure that he stays. Not doing melachot on Shabbat, obviously, if it were your animal, your eved, that'd be something else. And we'll talk about your child. Now, how about a katan, Shabbat l'chabot? If a child wants to put out a fire...
Jewish.
Yeah, obviously. Ein shom imlo, then not. Mipnei sheshvitato aleihem, because then you do have a chiev of a child is a chiev on Yisrael, on all Yisrael. That's what seems to be said. Omer Rabbani Bidleika Hitiru Lomar, they were matir for a Jew to say, anybody who puts out this fire is not going to be losing anything. So Kalam Chabeinu Mafsid, meaning, you know, you'll get your reward for campaigning right now, but yeah. Neba Misayale, can we bring a riot from the fact that the Mishnah says that if a Nochri comes to be Mechabeh, you don't have to tell him, in Omrim, we don't say to Kabeh or Al Tekabeh, which means that you cannot tell him kabeh. So kabeh de lo amrin le, but you could say something like, but of course anybody who would be mechabeh no mafsid, maybe that would be a raya to what Rabbani said amrin le. Obviously not, because the Mishnah says both directions, right? I mean, you could say just the opposite from the seifa, ima seifa. Al techabeh lo amrin le. You're not mechuyev to tell him, do not put it out. But certainly you're not allowed to encourage him. I mean, you can make the same exact inference in the opposite direction. So the kol mechabeinu mafsid nami lo amrinan. You wouldn't be allowed to say it the other way either. Obviously, the Mishnah is not coming to address this particular situation. It's leaving it up in the air by giving you contradictory inferences. It's just telling you the extremes, and now you're going to have to work out what the din is, the Gabi Rabami's case. Tana Rabban, ma'aseven aflad lekab chatzerosha Yosef ben Simoy b'shichin. This Yosef ben Simoy was a government official, Jew, religious Jew, and fire broke out on Shabbos in the town of Shechem, and this Kfar Shechem that we bring often. Ubo anche gistra shel Tzipori, the fire department, all the way from Tzipori, the Roman fire department, came to put out the fire because he was a government appointee. And because of that, they felt responsible for him. You know, a little protection, exactly. But he didn't let them put it out. He held that people were going to feel that he had ordered the fire department. It was not a kavod Shabbos to let them put it out. And what happened? Nas, a miracle happened, and a vicious storm broke out. Yorda Gishamim, and put out the fire without the fire department doing anything. Le'erev, that night, between Shabbos, Shigel l'kol achad mi'am shtei tzla'in, he sent every one of the firemen a personal gift to Sela, and to the fire chief, the Afarchus, he sent 50, so that they should feel good about it, and they shouldn't, you know, think that they're not supposed to put out, he didn't tell them you're not supposed to put out a fire for him, he was mocked. He didn't have to go so far. After all, we say you don't have to tell a guy one way or the other. And then it's a norm to accept the fire department shows up. Fine, do what you want. Why is that? Now, the problem is over here, this seems to touch on a very famous machloket, which we've had in many other places, about whether a katan is a techiev of all Yisrael to see to it that a katan is not mechuyev a mitzvah, does not do something that is also menatayr. The classical case is a katan is eating the velot. So you have to go in there and stop it. Now the case that is the classical case was a problem where they lost the keys to the Beit HaKnesset on Shabbos and obviously had dropped and was just rabbim somewhere. And there's a different gersot as to exactly it was. Some even say Rabbi Yochanan, it's probably here for the Gemara. But in any event, what happened over there was they came up with this eight set, let the kids look around, let them play in that area. One of them is bound to pick up the key, and he'll bring it in. So the question is that permissible? So isn't this a riot, says the Gemara? that Beit Din has to stop them. Because otherwise, why do you have to stop the kid from putting out the fire? There's Beit Din Mitzuv, you know, love lot for sure. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is a different case. Here we're talking about a katan comes along to put out the fire to find favor in his father's eyes. This is the point. It was Lodat Aviv. I understand. What are you saying? And then the case with the fire department comes. I mean, what are they doing it for? They're doing it for themselves. I mean, the Nochri is also doing it Lodat Aviv Yisrael. Should be the Gavataga Be Nochri, the Gavataga Be Yisrael. Are we allowed to let the guy do something as a malacha for Yisrael? Mishari? My friend, believe me, that guy never does anything for you as a favor. He's got a cheshbon. I mean, he wants to make something out of it, you know. So the Nochri, the Daita and Avshar, he's working for himself. He's not working for the child. Really and truly, is working for you. So because of that, the Dat Aviv is different. Mashenkin Stam, kids are playing, and they see a sandwich that they want to eat that's not kosher. They pick up keys that are not mutter to carry on Shabbat. Now you don't see from here anything about needing to stop them. This is a different case. Clearly, the child is coming and he wants to be the hero. I mean, the whole idea is he's going to be the hero for his father. So it's entirely Ladai to the Aviv. Continues the Eilat Mishnah, Kofin Ka'ara Gabe Aner, as we saw earlier. I didn't know that Richie was really up to doing his Russian thing. Well, if our president doesn't show, we'll do that next. So we could put, as we saw earlier, you could take a kli. And this is a type of kli. Rashi specifies it shouldn't be metal because maybe it didn't bishul matechet. Okay, he's talking about cheres. And you can put it over a ner. Now this is actually interesting. This is a Mishnah, which has turned into a modern product. And that's the Shabbos lamp, where you basically cover the light by twisting a kli over the light. Right? So here, the case is b'shvir shelo te'echoz b'korah. You want to make sure that the light, the fire does not, it's getting a little hot up there. My wife always puts the naros under the air conditioner, which then starts to melt, you know. So you want to make sure that it doesn't catch on fire. But the truth is, we're not talking about necessarily where it's a mokum sakona. And the psak here would be true even for other reasons. You're being bothered by the light, is actually the case that the person can bring. You're being bothered by the light, or you need privacy for intimacy in your bedroom, whatever the situation is, you're also allowed to be kofik aras. It's not because of sakona. And if that's the case, then the question over here is whether we are necessarily talking about for that purpose only, because that borders on the question of whether a kli can be moved only for the tzorach of something which itself can be moved. Now that's a machlokas. Truth is, we happen to paskin that kli is nital afilu ledover she'en on nital, for a tzorach of something that's not nital. So we don't have to come up with any excuses over here. Even though you may not be allowed to move the candle or the light, you can still move the kli to put it over the candle. However, those who hold that ein kli nital el letzorach davar nital, they're going to have to learn this, as we'll see, that it's talking about where you needed to move the kara anyway. So this you were moving because you had to get it off of the counter because you needed space. Once you're moving it, then you're allowed to be kofed on the kara. But according to the shita, you wouldn't be able to stop moving. Or you could take a pot, put it upside down on so'ah shel katan, on excrement, where a child moved his bowels in the middle of the what it sounds, what it's talking about. We'll see more about it in the Gemara. The alakrav shalotishach, or if there's a scorpion, obviously it's talking about not a life-threatening scorpion, but a painful little scorpion of a color that, you know, gives you a bite, but doesn't kill you. But you're allowed to put the pot on the akrav shalotishach. Now, of course, this ought to be dependent on the machloket about whether a malacha she'in tzricha lagufa would be chayav or not, unless it's not considered to be tzeda because it's ein b'mino nitzod. And that we had that machlokas earlier. Something which is not the norm for people to trap, anyway, is not an iser tzeda d'oraita. Therefore, even if you're the malacha she'in tzricha lagufa over here, you don't need what it is that you're trapping. You just want to make sure it doesn't get at you. So even if you hold that would be also an achiyav chatas like Rabbi Yehuda, but in this case, it's not the derech of tzeda b'chlal, because it's only where the point of tzeda we saw earlier is only where you want the thing, or a dover at least, that's nitzod normally. So in a case where you want to save yourself pain, there the rabbanon were in geis. In which case, you could put it on Rabbi Yehuda ma'aseh, if they Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ba'arab. There was a baisa like this where somebody put a pot over a scorpion, and it wasn't a dangerous scorpion. And he was in the town of Arab, and he was very upset. Rosh Hashani lo mechatat, he said. You know, it could be this guy's even chayav achata. So now, what would that mean? We know that Rabbi Yochanan, paskas like Rabbi Yehuda, and so over here, even though it's Malachim Tzvich Lagufa, he would be chayav. Why does he say therefore Rosh Hashani? I'm not sure. He might even be chayav achata. Again, that would be dependent on the other questions. If we paskin, maybe that was his suffix, I'm not sure, if we paskin that only be mino nitzod. This whole machlokas among Achronim, what exactly is the suffix in the Lashon of Rabbi? I'm not sure. Why are you not sure? Because it was mitzmashba elsewhere that he's sure about the psak of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rava, and Rabbi Hanan bar Rava, the three very great people, came to the house of Ovin in the town of Nashikya. Now, Ovin was very nice to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rava, and he set them up in a bedroom. You know, they all had really a great place to eat. I mean, in those days, the paraita was for eating on the table. But for Rabbi Chanan bar Rava, he let him sit on the floor, you know. He didn't think he was so chash. So he puts Rabbi Chanan bar Rava lo'ayta, like he didn't bring him a nice bread. So anyway, this obviously did not make Rav Chanan very happy. And so he overhears Ovin teaching his son the Mishnah. So he's teaching him, Matin Levreval, so Ashel Katan Bipnei Katan, that you can cover the excrement of a child in order that the child shouldn't start playing around and getting filthy, playing with his own excrement. So Rav Chanan said, well, Ovin is such a total idiot that he teaches his child idiocies. Obviously not being very happy with the way he was treated by Ovin. What in the world, why would you need to cover this excrement? All you need to do is feed it to the dog. You're allowed to move it. Because in any event, it's not considered to move. Since it's royal klavim. Maybe you will say, well, I mean, you know, it wasn't here before Shabbos, in which case it would be neilad, therefore it's muksa. V'atanya, that isn't so, because do we not have a brayta that says, ne'arota moshchinu ma'ayanot anovin arehen karagle kol adam, that when it comes to the din of the tchumim, and the halacha normally is that anything that you own is the same as you, vis-a-vis the tchum, in which case, if you can't leave your tchum, no one is allowed to move anything out that is yours from where you would have been able to move it out in your tchum. So how then, if you have, let's say, water that's in your soda, and it continues moving along, why is it that we'd be allowed to drink that water on Shabbos somewhere else, draw that water on Shabbos somewhere else? Because things that are moving are not able to have a specifically defined tchum. They're karagle kol adam, and therefore they don't have a particular place. The same thing is true over here. Since, basically, the movement of the bowels of this katan are like the movement of a nahar. It's going to happen. It's going to come. It's moving anyway. Therefore, it's considered not to be noilat. Now, the obvious questions that all of the Rishonim speak about, how is this different than a Beit Sishimol of a Yom Tov? And other cases similar to that, well, for instance, leaving over bones, inedible bones on the table. According to some, then you've got a problem with books. I mean, you know that the bones are going to be here. You know, or the Beitza Shinolda, you know the Beitza is going to be here. Different ways of handling the different cases. Sometimes the child's going to move his bowels every day, but not necessarily is the A going to be late every day. Anybody who had a kid with constipation knows that isn't necessarily the case. Or others learn the Tarnagolet itself is mukta. Therefore, whatever comes from the Tarnagolet is mukta. Hashem and the cotton is mukta. Therefore, you don't have that issue. As far as the question of bones is concerned, maybe a Dvar Maichel, your das is only on the Maichel, but think about it. Okay, again, it's a big sugya in Dinim of Nolad, which we're not quite up to yet. So let's leave that. But the attack of Ovin to Ovin by Rav Chanan was based on the halacha that it shouldn't be mukta at all. Ovin says to him, okay, so if I'm telling him stupid things, how should I say it to him? It does say it in the Mishnah. What does it mean in a Mishnah? Said Rav Chanan to him, the Mishnah means not the tsoa of a cotton that came from the cotton's body, it's the tsoa of a cotton that he likes to play with. That's the point. So it means tsoa of Tarnagolim. And that the kids might get their hands into. So it's mipnei hakatan. Ask the Gemara, why can't you move anyway? You're allowed to move anything disgusting out of the way. So if you have this tzar shel tarnagolim, get it out of here. I mean, typically, David Gerev shel rei. What do you have to say? That the reason that I can move it is because I don't want a kid to be playing with it. I can just move it because it's disgusting. So I should be allowed to take it out? V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me now, wait a minute. Gerev shel rei. Translate that. A chamber pot with excrement in it. Okay, but that means that there's a pot. Something that's, it's not that you can actually touch the filth. You can only carry the pot. V'chitema, that's what you'll try to tell me. That a gerev shel rei is only agav man. It's only when there is a kli in. Then yes. But il gufei lo, you cannot come in direct contact with the actual excrement or whatever filthy thing you want to take out. But we know that that's not true from the case of Ahu Akbar. There was this rat that was found in the Isparmakid Ravashi. This was like in his spice racks. Oh my God, find a rat in your spice rack in a pantry. Richie, awful. So he told everybody, of course, if you happen to set a trap in there, you know, where else would you expect to find it? But anyway, he said, the kod pitzutzita, will you take the darn thing out of here by its tail and throw it out? Get it out of here. So you see, you're allowed to carry it even directly with its tail. Over there, it wasn't inside of anything. So why can I not move it away? Well, no. I'm talking about over here that the tsoa is in an ashpa. Now, we thought what that means, the ashpa, well, usually it was an area outside of the house where everything was filthy. So it was in the ashpa. Therefore, for Gerev shel rei, it's not bothering you, it's on your house, but you could protect the child from it by putting a ka'ara over it. What would a cotton be doing in an ashpa? I don't understand. I mean, what is this, a hater or something? What, the kids run around in the ashpa? The cotton b'ashpa, my boilet. No, I don't mean that. I mean in the chotzer. Chotzer? Then it's a gerev shel rei. A gerev shel rei doesn't only mean in your house. If it's on your porch, you're not allowed to move it. It's in your chotzer, you're not allowed to move it. So we're back to the same question. No. I mean it's in the ashpa in a chotzer. So basically, the kid could still get to it, so you could protect it, but on the other hand, it's not a gerev shel rei, because it's in the garbage pail. Now, of course, the kid might get into the garbage pail. Okay, so memela, you can cover it. That's all it's saying. The alak rav shelo tishach. You're also allowed to put a kara over an ashrav in order that it not get you. Omri b'yeshua ben Levi, what do you mean, in order to get you? Kill the darn thing. Kolam azikin neheragin b'shabbat. You can kill anything that might harm you on Shabbos, because once again, this is basically a case of a melach shein tzricha l'gufa. You're not interested in the thing in a tirat shama. You just want to make sure it doesn't get to you. Now, the Gemara thought over here that the entire basis of this is that he's passing like Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a melach shein tzricha l'gufa. That's only d'rabbanan. Since it's only d'rabbanan, d'rabbanan weren't geyser, even though this thing may not be after you. And therefore, it's not dangerous, because why should you assume it's going to, why would it come after you? But it's going to walk out of the house, go somewhere else. These sigma zikin, if they're theoretically dangerous, so you can kill it, even though it's no reason to assume it's going to come after you. Why? Because it's a Yisidrabbanan, and the Rabbanan weren't gozer in this case. Mati for the Yosef, how can you say that? If we learned in a Braita, Chamisha Neheragin B'Shabbat, there's only five really serious, you say Kolam Azikin, there's five really seriously dangerous things, which are the Zvuv Sheberetz Mitzrayim, the Tzira Shebeninvei, the Akrav Shebechadayim. Now, these are all things that are mentioned in the Pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says, I'm going to call all these things to get you. So these are Remazim to very dangerous Mazikim. The Nachash in Eretz Yisrael, and of course, a rabid dog anywhere, that is Sakarat Nefashot, where you never know it's going to come after you. That's dangerous stuff. Bechol Makom. Now, first of all, let me get this straight. Who do you think this is going according to? Is it going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Melach Shein Tzurich L'Gufa Yitzchayev. So to say I can go after these things to kill them, Bechol Makom, even if they're not chasing me. I mean, that's certainly not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Alav Rabbi Shimon. So it's got to be a Levit Rabbi Shimon. Oz Melach Shein Tzurich L'Gufa Yitzchayev. You claimed that according to him, the Rabbanan Bechlal weren't gezer on anything that's dangerous. And yet this Braita says, oh no, only things that are very aggressive and dangerous. So how do you explain your sheet according to this? If it's going Rabbi Shimon, the Hani Hudeshoi Akhli and Law, only these five are mutter and not normal things. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, hold on a second. Since when does anybody who quotes a braita have the right to believe that his braita is a certified braita? There's a big difference between Tana Rabbana. Tana Rabbana means the following braita, Richie, the following braita was Tana Rabbana. In other words, it went through the peer review. This was the Beis Medrash of Voshaya, where they went over the braita, they attacked the braita, and if the braita had anything that was inconsistent with other information we have for the various Mishnayot, and so on, so then we canceled that braita. We consider it to be Rishabashta. A braita that somebody just quotes as Tana, I mean, it's all very nice, but don't come asking questions on me. Show me that this braita is going through peer review. All we need is for, you know, National Enquirer to be able to ask kashas on any article that you find somewhere. I mean, why should I assume there's any truth to it? So my name on the Amitaratzai, who tells you that this braita is a certified braita that you can ask questions on? Dilma Mishabashtei, this may be a mixed up braita. Omer of Yosef, excuse me, Anna Matinino, I was the guy who said over this bright. I mean, I find that very insulting. I was the one who asked the question. And I worked the whole thing out, that there should be no problem. I mean, first speak to me about it, you know. Anna Matinino, look, it's talking about, we have to differentiate between cases, okay? Where you have something that is chasing after you, then everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, that of course you're able to act where you have reason to believe that you are in danger. That has nothing to do with machlokas and stampi kol nefesh, anything that could theoretically be dangerous and here is aimed at you. So then you're mechuyev to act on it. When we were talking about over there, the chamisha, that means the chamisha, you're allowed even if they're not rotzu acharav, and that indeed, that would be mutar. Fine. But it's only mutar alibi Rabbi Shimon. That would be the difference. So if you hold the Rabbi Shimon, then even if they're not Ratzi Macharov, because you don't need a sakana nefashot. If you're not going like Rabbi Shimon, so then nothing. Unless, of course, it's chasing you, then anything. So that's how Rashi understands it. So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua in Levi's case was talking about Baratzi Nacharav. That's why he says you kill anything, but that's because it's Bikwach Nefesh and has nothing to do with the Machlok. The Bright, on the other hand, was talking about, no, they're not chasing you, so why are you allowed to kill them? Because Rabbi Shimon holds it's not an Isser anyway. So, but it's also the Rabbon, and the Rabbon were in Geyser in these five very aggressive cases, and therefore there's a particular halakha. This is how Rashi understands the entire sugya. Tosfos learns it somewhat differently, but we'll stick with this for now. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tani Tanaka made a Rava. Somebody said over in front of Rava Bar Avuna the following bright. Ha'horeg nechashim v'akravim b'shabbat. If you kill dangerous snakes or scorpions on Shabbos, ein ruach chasidim dochai menu. Chassidim don't like doing that kind of thing on Shabbat. Yeah? Said Rava Bar Avuna. Well, let me tell you something. Otam chassidim ein ruach chachamim no chameyem. They have the right to define for us what's right and what's wrong. The chachamim don't like those chassidim. I mean, what do you mean ein ruach chassidim no chameyem? You're supposed to be killing things on Shabbos if they're dangerous. And so because of that, just because those chassidim think, oh, this is not nice, the chachamim think that they're not nice. How do you like that? Now, pliga de Ravuna, it's interesting that Rava bar Ravuna in this is arguing with his own father. Because Ravuna chas elu gavra, Ravuna sees this guy who's going to get this dangerous wasp and is killing it on Shabbos. So he goes and he kills the wasp. So Ravuna says to him, have you gotten rid of all the wasps? That's it, thank God. Oh, it's good to know. No more wasps. Shalom tino lekulu. So that's it.
We're just stuck with the Catholics.
So is that it? So in other words, what Ravuna was saying, I understand you, what exactly have you accomplished in killing this particular one of the millions that could be coming? But that would mean that Ravuna would indeed seem to agree with these Hasidim, because you're killing a snake, so you're going to kill this snake. There's plenty of other snakes where that came from. So you don't really achieve anything, in which case it seems that Rava argues on his own father, because he says that there's always an issue to get rid of him. Tana Rabbana, nizdam lo nechashim va'akravim. The Braita says like this, if somebody meets nechashim va'akravim, it depends what happens. Horgan, if he kills them, that is a sign that he was given a schus min hashamayim to kill these things, because it was known mitzad hashgacha that these particular ones were going to damage a human being, and he had the schus of saving that person. Maybe it's 3 months from now, but he saved that person. He must have a schus. How about if he doesn't kill them? And like, whoo, there he is, and a mamba is right in front of him, you know? And the mamba crawls away, and he's saved. They didn't kill the mamba. Then it's a sign that he, actually these things were meant to kill him. And min hashamayim, he was saved at the last moment, but we should know that there was a midat hadin that was going to get him. So what this means apparently is that, and we're assuming that if he sees it, that it's meant to kill him. I mean, we said only if it's chasing you. Here it just says this domino. So something's different here than in our assumptions all along. Otherwise, we shouldn't be making this nafkamina. Amar ulavi tema raba bar barchana amar of Yochanan. What we're talking about, biyadua shenis damlu, is where they are sitting there hissing at him. That's the point. So in other words, that means that they saw him. They were aimed at him. So hissing is before the hakasha, and he was saved. That's the point. Amar baba barchana. You know, one of these snakes once fell in the Beis HaMedrash, and this guy from Nayot, a Jew from Nayot, came along, and he kills him. Omar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, oh, pogabo keyotzebo. Oh boy, this snake met his match. Now, what did that mean? Oh, he met a guy that was able to get rid of him. Ah. So that he did the right thing, the shopper of it? Or Pagabo Kiyotzeba, he made another snake just like him, another Russia who kills on Shabbos. That's what happens to snakes. So was this a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, it's sort of an opaque comment that he made. Toshma, the Rebbe Abba, Rebbe Chibar Abba, the Rebbe Zera, who are sitting over there on the Kila of Rebbe Yanai. So they're sitting at the entrance hall by Rebbe Yanai's base. I met her, Shanafak Milta Bibinayu. And they were talking about the way that the Rabbi Yanai had been asked, the Bowman and Rabbi Yanai, are you allowed to kill Nechashim Vakravim b'Shabbat? Omalu, what kind of crazy question is that? I even kill wasps on Shabbos, even though they're certainly not as dangerous as the Nechashim Vakravim. So, Koshkein and Nechash Vakrav, Koshkein, why not? Well, yeah, but maybe that only means Dilma Lafit Tumo. Maybe what he means is that if he's walking along, and there is a wasp, I just walk right over it. So maybe that's only lefit tumo, which could be that it's a dover shenem iskave. In other words, it's not clear. That's a Rashi word. Says this is a dover shenem iskave. So we may leave it. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It would be a drabonon. It's also, but it's only a drabonon. And so Mimela, we weren't geyser in cases like this. Obviously, you'd have to say that it wasn't done in a way that would make it a psikration. The Omer of Yehuda roke dor solefit tumo. If you have some spit on the ground, even though normally you're not allowed to rub because of the mashvegumot, but if you're just walking along, you could be doris lefituma. And Rav Shesha says the same thing on a nachash. So you can't bring me a rye from Rav Yanai because he might be talking about lefituma. The Omer of Katina, also an akrav doris lefituma. Now Abba Bar Marta, who is Abba Bar Minyumi, owed money to these mafiosos by the Reish Galut. They're very tough people, as we've seen, and it was difficult to control them. Anyway, they dragged him out of his house on Shabbos, and they start giving him the mafia treatment. See this knife? And they wave it in front of his eyes, you know? And Avika Mitzarele. Anyway, there in the room, there was some spit on the ground. So the Reish Galut says to these guys, bring a ka'ara or something, and put it over this spit. Sechifu alayu. So he, Abba Bar Minyumi, says, no, you don't need to do this because Omer of Yehuda roke dor solefit tumo. This was in the middle of having the knife at his throat, you know. There's no problem. You're allowed to just walk over it as long as it's a dover shenem iskave. So Reish Galut says, wait a minute, this is not a regular guy. This guy's a Talmud Chacham. Look at this. So Bar Tzurba Mirabanan, let him go. Shavku. Nochri Shebalechabot. אין אומרים לו חבר, או אל תחבר, מפני שאין שביתתו עליהם. אבל קטן שבא לחבות, אין שומעים לו, מפני ששביתתו עליהם. אומר רבמי, בדליקה התירו לומר, כל המחבר אינו מפסיד. נאמה מסייע עליהם, נוכרי שבא לחבות, אין אומרים לו חבר ואל תחבר, מפני שאין שביתתו עליהם. קבע, קבע, הוא דלו, אמרים לו, but you could say, כל המחבר אינו מפסיד, that seems to be okay. Ah, come on, and then the next piece, same as Sefer. אל תחבל, you say the same thing, אל תחבל לא אמרין עלי, but כל המחבנו מפסיד, נמי לא אמרין עלי, אלא מיהל, לך לא משמע מינה. תן רבן, מעשה ונפלה דלייקה בחצירו של יוסף בן סימוי בשיחי, בואו אנשי גיסטרו של ציפורי לחבות בפני שהאפוטרופוס של מלך היה, ולא יניחן מפני כבוד השבת, ונעשה לו נס, ירדו גשמים, כיבו. לערב שיגר לכל אחד מהם שתי סלעים, and the fire chief got 50 סלעים, כשם החכמים בדבר אמרו, לא היה צריך לכך, ששנינו נוכרי שבא לחבות, אין אומרים לו קבר, אל תחבר. אבל קטן שבא לחבות, אין שומעים, לא מבין ששבית אותו עליהם. In other words, you're telling me that a קטן אוכל נבלות, בדינס בצובן עליו להפרישו. אומר רבי יוחנן, no, we're talking about your cotton host of that Aviv. נו. And by the Nokri, you're telling me that he's being Ovid Ladai to Yisrael. So then why would it be Mutter Mishori? Because, come on, the Nokri Ladai to the Nafshi Ovid. Kofin kiara agave aner bishvil shalotechos bekora ve'al tzoah shal katan ve'al akrav shalotishach. Om Rabbi Yudha ma'aseh ba lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai ba'arab. En omar choshushani lo michatat. Reviewed of Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba and Rabbi Hanan Baraba equal to Rabbi Ovin Damin Nishikaya. So to Rabbi Yudha and Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba, he treats them with COVID and Aitile Paraita. To Rabbi Hanan Baraba lo Aitile. Ashke chemati le levrei ve'al tzoa shal katan ribnei katan. So Rabbi Hanan says, hey, this idiot Ovin, he teaches like an idiot. So Ovin shat yamat ne shtuta levnei. Halo yatzma mukhana lekebukhenet leklavim. וחיתם בלא חזי למייתמו, ותעני נערות המושכין ומעיינות הנובין, הרי אין כרגלי כל אדם. So Ovin asked him, so how should I teach it? אלי, איך היא עתנה? You want to close the book. אמא על צועה של תרנגולים מפני קטן, וטיפיקלי דאבי גרב שורי, וחיתם הגרב שורי אגב מונה אין. יהיו גופי לא, והוא אכבר תשתקח בספר מכד רבשי, ואמר לו, דרך, get that thing out of here, בצוציתה ויאפקוע. Oh, it's talking about over here, it's in the ashpa. Ashpa? What is a cotton doing in an ashpa? My boy, no, I don't mean an ashpa, no, chotzer. Chotzer, sounds like a rafshari. From its six, I mean an ashpa in the chotzer. ועל הקרב שלו תשאח. אומר רבי ישר בן לוי, כל המזיקין נהרגין בשבת. מותי רבי יוסף, חמישה נהרגין בשבת, ואלו הן, זבוב שבארץ מצרים, צירה שבנינווה, הקרב שבחדייב, נחר שבארץ ישראל, וכרב שאתה בכל מקום. So now, money. אילם רבי יהודה, מלוך שיצוק לגוף הסחייב, how would he be martyred if it's not immediate danger? אלו לב רבי שמעון. You see, even I'll leave it to רבי שמעון, only these five, I knew the Shoyach Rinalo. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, I have my name alone, Dematoratzti, Dumishabashti. Om Rabbi Yosef, excuse me. Anamadinala, Votivnala, Anamataritznala. Beratzu acharav, Vativreakol. Tadi Tanaka made a rava barafuna. Haoregne Hashim Vakravim Beshabbat, Ein Ruach Hasidim, Nochaimeno, our latest Chumra. In this, Rava is arguing on his own father, Ravuna. So Ravuna chazi look after the kakotel zibura on Shabbos. Omar like, whew, thank heavens, I guess they're now extinct, right? I mean, shalim tino lekulam. Tana Rabbanan, nizdamnu lo lechashim vakravim, if organ, biyadua shen nizdamnu lo lo organ. Lo organ, that must be that they were going to kill him. Now we're saying that unless these things are chasing after you, there's no reason for you to act on it. No, Marulavi Tema Rabba Barbachana Rabbi Yochanan. Nizdamnu. Nizdamnu doesn't mean chasing, but it does mean nishofimbo. Omra Baba Barkana. Pabachad Nafalachad Bibeta Bidrash. Viamad Niyuti Achad Vargo. Omar Rabbi. Pagabo kayotsebo. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Ibailo, pagabo kayotsebo de shapiro of it? Oh, lo. Tashma, the Reb Abba, Bereth Reb Chia Bar Avan, Reb Zera, Havayat v'akil de Reb Yana, Nofak Milta Bebinayu, in which they asked Reb Yana, Ma'al Arog Nechoshev HaKrovim B'Shabbat, and he said, I even kill a Tzira, Kol Shekein, Nechoshev HaKrov Lo Kol Shekein. Yeah, but that doesn't tell us about this case because Dima Lefit Tumo. The Omer of Yehuda, Rok, Dorso Lefit Tumo. Omer of Sheshet Nachash, Dorso Lefit Tumo. Omer of Kin, Erev Ketina, Akrav, Dorso Lefit Tumo. We still don't know whether Rebbe was happy with this guy in the Beis HaMedrash or not. Abba Bar Marta, do Abba Bar Menyumi. Avi Maski Beit HaVeresh Galuta, Zuzi. Bad people to get into trouble with. Tuhu and Komitsarile Avishadi Ruka Omala Uresh Galuta, will you bring a mona and Sakifo Eluya? Omalu Lot Sakito, Hoki Omra, you know, Rok Dor Solofitumo. Woo, Omalu Tsurba Mirabonano, Shofko.